the conclusion that some of these people have come to, that Henry expressed to me, as I said in my briefing paper, is that before we settle too firmly here on an irrevocable course of action, we ought to review our overall relations with Europe, which this is only a part. We had asked some time ago for State for their comments in this area. Gave that some more thought. We've been thinking about all the other things, and I would, as I suggested in my notes, you might just want to say thank you, and we'll proceed later rather than trying to reach a decision here.
Oh, that's right. I think that's a good idea. Was this your writing to primarily level on Europe today?
Just not even on the monetary, not even on the trade negotiations next year, but on the negotiations that we're struggling with at the end of this year, in the first month or two. What kind of
on Europe?
On Europe, strictly on Europe. What does Bill Everly and his people say when we come up against, for instance, the enlargement, what it does to our grain trade by virtue of the UK? Do we hang tough, or do we push it all off to the 1973 negotiation, or do we do something in between? And the consensus is we don't bring the house down, but we vigorously protect every one of our trade interests. And the reason they don't want to bring sure that fits in with your other strategies on security, political, etc. But we have this confrontation developing before the trade negotiations next year. And it got tough in the OECD high-level group where we took a position all by ourselves and said we wouldn't sign a document if it didn't include certain things. But Bill Everly shouldn't be making those decisions without the broader concurrence. So that's the purpose of me.
You will take the lead, we're saying.
Yes, sir.
Raising questions.
You want me to start off sitting at the...